this week. Israel is yet to comment. Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State has been in Jordan for talks with Arab leaders. Antony Blinken reiterated the message he'd given to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The United States supports Israel's right to defense against Hamas. But as Israel conducts its campaign, how it does it matters. Israel must take every possible measure to prevent civilian casualties.
A man and a woman have been seriously injured in a suspected attack by an XL bully dog in Mansfield. Nottinghamshire police have made two arrests. A man's in custody on suspicion of the attempted murder of a police officer in Essex. The officer suffered neck injuries following a disturbance on Canvey Island in the early hours of this morning. Rescue teams are still trying to free people trapped in the rubble of buildings brought down by an earthquake in western Nepal. The number of victims has risen to at least 157. Swela Braverman says she wants to stop homeless people sleeping on the streets in tents. The Liberal Democrats have criticised the Home Secretary, calling it a lifestyle choice. On to sport, and Manchester City can return to the top of the Premier League with victory over Bournemouth this afternoon. Let's go live to Darren Stanage at the Etihad.
Yeah, where they lead 3-0 at the break. Jeremy Docker at the centre of all three. He opened the scoring on the half-hour mark with a nice 1-2 with Rodri. He laid the second on the plate for Bernardo Silva, and the third came after Doku's shot from outside the box went in off Akanji. All three goals come in 7 minutes. Bournemouth not laying a glove here. All the home side. City 3, Bournemouth 0.
Thank you very much. Manchester United beat Fulham 1-0 in the lunchtime game. Celtic with 3-0 winners over Ross County in the Scottish Premiership. And women's Super League champions Chelsea have confirmed manager Emma Hayes will leave the club at the end of the season. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. A very good afternoon if you've just tuned in. You're listening to Brentwood of Binwicky's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix 4.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
As we head from Saturday afternoon into the evening, it's largely dry across the area at the moment. This evening and tonight we see thick cloud and patchy rain soon clear, but it's expected to return from midnight and spreading across the area. Heavy showers may continue to affect coastal areas overnight. Isolated mist and fog patches may form in early clear spells. Minimum temperature 7 degrees Celsius overnight. Sunday we'll see cloud and patchy rain gradually clear away through the morning, becoming largely dry and bright by the afternoon. Sunny spells developing. Bit breezy, temperatures near average. Maximum temperature tomorrow 12 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
the legendary Earth, Wind & Fire and Fantasy. I've got a half-time report now for one of our featured football games this afternoon. Billericay Town have been in fine form in the Isthmian Premier League, which has taken them up to fourth place. They are playing Bognor Regis Town this afternoon, and Jack Patmore is down at New Lodge watching that one for us.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town lead Bognor Regis Town 1-0 in the Isthmian Premier Division thanks to an Adeyazi strike. In a game of few chances, Billericay had their first opportunity of the afternoon on 4 minutes, as Aziz's shot across the face of goal had no one in blue to prod home. The Rocks, who sat in 14th place prior to today's game, had their main threat through Dan Smith. The ex-Portsmouth forward threaded a ball through to Lucas Pattenden, and Dan Wilkes saved as the offside flag went up. Aziz opened the scoring for the Blues on 34 minutes in stylish fashion. Captain Matt Johnson hit a ball over the top of the Bognor backline, and it fell to Aziz, who lobbed Ryan Hall. With a win, Gary McCann's side will remain in the playoff places, and they'll be doing so at present as they lead Bognor Regis 1-0 at half-time.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So a good first half for Gary McCann and Billericay Town. There was one more half-time score which came through after I went to the news. The FA Cup first round proper at half-time is Bristol Rovers 4, Whitby Town 1. Some games are already underway again. I can tell you Peterborough have equalised in their tie against Salford City. It's now 1 apiece at London Road. It's now Reading 2, MK... it was Reading 2, MK Dons 1. I think they've had one disallowed, actually. Not sure what's going on there. And there's been a goal in the big game of Bridge Avenue between leaders Hornchurch and second place Enfield Town, and it's gone to the Urchins. They are winning 1-0. Ryan Scott, 8 minutes into the second half for Hornchurch. Isthmian North, Malden Tiptree have now doubled their lead against Wroxham. They're 2-0 up. George Smith after 51 minutes in that game. Meanwhile, in the racing, I've got at least one more result for you. I've got two, actually. Ascot, the 3:45. First was number six, Victorino, priced at 20-1. It's number two... second was lost my train of thought there. Second was number two for gold, priced at 10-1, and third was number one, El Dorado Allen, priced at 11-2. 11 runners in that race. The 9-2 favourite was number four, Beauport, who ended up finishing fifth. And with the clocks having gone back, race meetings are, well, floodlights obviously finishing earlier. And the last race of the afternoon at Newmarket, the 3:57, has taken place. First was number 13, Dirty Old Town, priced at 22-1. Second was number 18, Shandy Star, also priced at 22-1. And third was number 7, Hodler, who was the 4-1 favourite. There were a total of 17 runners in that race. Some more goals to tell you about. Hashtag a 2-1 down against Hastings United. The visitors have scored their second 4 minutes into the second half. Scottish Premiership, it's Kilmarnock 1, Motherwell 0. And in the FA Cup first round, it's now Cambridge United 2, Bracknell Town 0. The same scoreline in the tie between Bolton Wanderers and Solihull Moors. Wanderers are now winning that one 2-0. Two more have just come through, actually. It's now Marina 1, Harrogate Town 3. Sam Falarin after 53 minutes for Harrogate. And Morecambe have gone in front in their tie at Lincoln, which they're now winning by 2-1. Let's hear now from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Great new song from them. This is Bauhaus Staircase.
market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. When you're a
boy. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. In the FA Cup, first round proper, there's been another goal at Brisbane Road. It's an equaliser for Carlisle United. Experienced Joe Garner has levelled the scores for them 5 minutes into the second half after the O's had led 1-0 at the break, thanks to an 11th minute penalty from Joe Pickett. But it's all square in that FA Cup tie now. Not so in the tie between League Two Swindon and Aldershot Town of the National League, who are on the verge of a quite extraordinary result at the County Ground. They are now winning 6-0 the non-leaguers down there in Wiltshire. Quite amazing stuff. In the Championship, it's Birmingham City 2, Ipswich Town 0. Town's Cameron Burgess put the ball through his own net 6 minutes into the second half. So Ipswich's unbeaten run looks like, at the moment at least, it's coming to a close. A bit of a blow for them, really, after Leicester lost at home to Leeds last night. But at the moment, as things stand, they're not taking advantage of that. Brentford, I understand, have just equalised against West Ham in the Premier League, and it was an own goal. I understand Mavropanos headed into his own net after 55 minutes. So it's now 2-2 over in West London. Colchester are now behind in the FA Cup at Shrewsbury, who are winning 2-1. Jordan Shipley scoring their second after 56 minutes. In the Championship, possible lifeline for struggling Queen's Park Rangers, who are away to Rotherham this afternoon. Elias Chair has scored for the R's 5 minutes into the second half. FA Cup is now Eastleigh 4, Bournemouth 1. Ludwig Franchellette has scored his second 8 minutes into the second half, and Eastleigh's fourth. Not a good afternoon for Steve Tilson and Haybridge Swift in the Isthmian North. Their way to High Flyers, Lowestoft Town, and the home side are now winning by 3-0. FA Cup, Tranmere 2-1 up at League One Stevenage. Robert Apter 10 minutes into the second half for Tranmere of League Two. And in the National League, National League South, that's one. It's now Aveley 2, Western Super Mare 0. And it's Edwino Vaz who has scored the Millers' second in the second half at Parkside. And it's Braintree Town 2, Haven and Waterlooville 0. Now, not sure of the score of that one, though. Elsewhere, Curzon Ashton, they have equalised against Barnet in the FA Cup. It's now one apiece. And Stevenage, they have now equalised against Tranmere, whose lead didn't last long at all. Jamie Reid scored from the penalty spot on 58 minutes, 3 minutes after Tranmere had gone into a 2-1 lead. Also, in the FA Cup, it's now Sutton United 1, AFC Fylde 1. Sutton have equalised against the National League outfit. AFC Wimbledon 3, Cheltenham Town 0. Now in an all-League 2 affair. And in Isthmian North, there has been another goal in the game between Brightling Sea Region and Grays Athletic. And it's gone to Grays, who were awarded a penalty just after the hour. And that was converted by Sam Bantic. Just before I move on, just going to mention the cricket. England not going to be salvaging anything from what's been a nightmare of a World Cup campaign against Australia. They need 71 runs to win from 6.4 overs with 2 wickets remaining, currently on 216 for 8. And Wag, I'm just following the BBC's live feed on this. One wag said, proof that a good team can turn bad overnight. It is a bit of a mystery, really, because it has been a really good few years for the England cricket team after that World Cup win in 2019. And they've generally done very well since, so very disappointing World Cup campaign indeed. And focusing on F1, the sprint race ahead of tomorrow's Sao Paulo Grand Prix has finished, and it was won by Lando Norris, who beat Max Verstappen to pole position. Lando Norris, who drives for McLaren, beats Red Bull's Verstappen by 0.061 seconds. Red Bull's Sergio Perez came third, despite already having used tyres for his lap. Mercedes drivers George Russell and Lewis Hamilton were fourth and fifth, respectively. Going to have a ladies' travel for you soon. After we go back to the 70s and some mellow Philly soul from the OJs. This is Used to Be My Girl.
Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. FM travel news.
With the time at 28 minutes past four, let's have a look at what's happening on the roads. Still busy in Brentwood with slow moving traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, Shenfield Road, the A123, and Ingrave Road, the A128, towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay still busy northbound on High Street between South End Road and Norsey Road. Was busy northbound at Junction 6 on the M11 earlier. One lane was closed, but that's been sorted out now, apparently, and things are moving okay around there. And slow-moving traffic in North Weald earlier on the 414. Keynes Lane has eased up, and it's all going okay there now. Still busy in West Thurrock, going towards Lakeside Shopping Centre on the West Thurrock Arterial Way, the A1306. Harlow's busy on Howards Way still, and also on the 414 eastbound. Edinburgh Way between Howard Way and Fifth Avenue as well. Thundersley is still slow on Rayleigh Road northbound between Dorseith Road and the Rayleigh Interchange coming onto the A127. Rayleigh itself still busy on Crown Hill towards the High Street. Epping High Street was busy, but the traffic's moving okay there now. Chafford 100 is still busy on Feather Road from Burley Road up to the A126. Chelmsford, there will be slow-moving traffic in both directions currently along Roxwell Road between Parkway and Chignall Road. Still busy on Rectory Lane as well, and on some of the approaches to the Army and Navy, Vandenberg Road, Baddow Road, and the Baddow Bypass, and also Parkway eastbound. All still busy, as is Springfield Road northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. On to public transport, and a reminder that there is no service all weekend between Shenfield and South End Victoria, and also Southminster on Greater Anglia trains due to engineering works. Buses replacing trains between South End Victoria and Shenfield all day today. At Shenfield, connecting Colchester Line services operate to Stratford and Liverpool Street. There are also replacement buses between Wickford and Southminster. Engineering works too on C2C, affecting trains between Barking and Pitsea via Langdon, and also between Barking and Upminster. And on TFL, the DLR has no service all weekend between Stratford International and Canning Town. You can use the Jubilee Line or London buses instead. London Overground has an issue. And I can't remember what it was. Oh dear. No, I think that might have come off there now, actually. There's some minor delays currently on the Circle Line due to train cancellations, and also on the Jubilee Line as they are short of trains. No reported problems on the Elizabeth Line. I'll have another update around 1 hour from now. Back to the football, and I can tell you that Leyton Orient are now back in front against Carlisle United in the FA Cup. Aaron Drinnen has scored the second after 65 minutes after Joe Goddard had levelled for Carlisle 5 minutes into the second half. Lots more goals have gone in, if I can get back to where I was before. It's now Lowestoft Town 4, Heybridge Swifts 0. Swifts Cuba Gordon put a ball into his own net just after the hour. Middlesbrough have equalised at Plymouth in the Championship. It's now 2-2 at home. Park Josh Coburn on the hour mark. FA Cup, it's Exeter nil, Wigan 1. Fellow Asgard after 58 minutes for Wigan. And what an extraordinary tie at the County Ground in Swindon. League 2, Swindon Town 0. Aldershot Town of the National League 7 is the latest score. Absolutely incredible stuff. Apparently, Curzon Ashton's equaliser against Bartlett was ruled out. Bartlett still winning that tie by a goal to nil. Ispian North, it's now Walden Tittery 3, Wroxham 0. George Smith and the penalty spot for the Jammers after 66 minutes. Whitby Town, of the Northern Premier League, they have scored a second in their FA Cup tie at Bristol Rovers through Connor Simpson, but Rovers are still winning 4-2. In the Premier League at the Etihad, it's now Manchester City 4, Bournemouth 0. Phil Foden after 64 minutes for Pep Guardiola's men. It's Bristol City 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0 in the Championship. Robert Dickey for the home side after 64 minutes. Sutton United 2, AFC Fylde 1. Now, they've managed to turn it around there. Both of their goals coming from Smith on 62 and 67. Notts County 2, 1 up against Crawley Town. Now, veteran striker David McGoldrick has scored Notts second on 58 minutes. FC Wimbledon 4, Cheltenham 0, also in the FA Cup. Oh, it's now 5-0. Josh Davidson has made it 4 on 65, but Connor Lemon-Hague-Evans has scored a fifth on 70 minutes. So they're going to be going through to the second round. Also, in the FA Cup, it's now Reading 2, MK Dons 1, Lewis Wing after 68 minutes for the home side. And Middlesbrough, I understand, are now in front at Plymouth in the Championship. Sam Greenwood, after 64 minutes, has scored a third for them. Bradford City have pulled one back in their FA Cup tie against Wickham Wanderers. Jamie Walker on 64 minutes, but Wickham are still winning 2-1. Also in the FA Cup, Yeovil Town, the National League South leaders 3, Gateshead 0. And it's Reece Murphy, former Southend United and Chelmsford City striker, with his second, and Yeovil was third on 63 minutes. In the FA Cup also, Salford City of League 2, they're away to League 1 Peterborough, and they've gone back in front. Peterborough's Zach Sturge scored an own goal on 69 minutes to give Salford that lead. Stockport County 3 at Worksop Town 1, also in the FA Cup. It's now 4-1, and Kyke Wootton is having a game of his life for Stockport. He has scored all four goals so far on 14, 38, 67. And 71 minutes. In the FA Cup, also Accrington have equalised in their tie at Doncaster. Sean Wally on 74 minutes after Doncaster had led since the 9th minute. And in the Ispian North, it's Basildon United 1, Redbridge 0. Michael Barrack has given the Bees the lead 16 minutes from time. Premier League, Sheffield United. This could be a vital goal for them. Bramall Lane, they've gone 1-0 up against Wolves. Cameron Archer on 72 minutes for the Blaze. Championship, West Brom 2, Hull 1. Matt Phillips has scored West Brom second on 65 minutes and put them back in front. It's now Swindon Town 0, Aldershot Town 8 in the FA Cup. Absolutely extraordinary. What's happened to Swindon? They're currently 10th. In League 2, Aldershot in the playoff spots in the National League. That is a quite extraordinary scoreline. Gateshead have pulled one back at Yeovil in the FA Cup, but the home side are still winning by 3-1. It's now Walden Tittery 3, Wroxham 1. The visitors have pulled one back 50 minutes from the end, but the Jammers still winning that one. And possible upset in the tie at Southwood Stadium down in Ramsgate, where the home side from the Ispian South East are hosting Woking of the National League, and they are now winning 2-1. Lee Martin after 73 minutes for Ramsgate. Crawley have equalised at Notts County. It's now 2-2 in that FA Cup tie. Also in the FA Cup, it's now Bristol Rovers 5, Whitby Town 2. The visitors, Harrison Beattie, Sweden scored an own goal on 68. Billericay have conceded an equaliser against Bognor Regis Town now on 70 minutes. Rotherham have equalised in the Championship against QPR Georgie Kelly on 70 minutes. In the FA Cup, it's Chesham United 0, Maidstone United 2. And Brentford back in front against West Ham in the Premier League. Nathan Collins, the scorer, on 70 minutes for the Bees. Cheltenham have pulled one back at AFC Wimbledon in the FA Cup, but the home side is still winning 5-1. Bournemouth have scored through Luis Sinisterra, 16 minutes from time at Etihad, a place where not many opposition sides do score, but Manchester City are still winning that Premier League game by 4-1. Red card in the FA Cup tie between Eastleigh and Boreham Woodbridge. The home side are currently winning 4-1, but they're now down to 10 men. They've had Jaden Harris dismissed. It's now Walden Tiptree 4, Wroxham 1. Harry Phillips in that National League North game, 11 minutes from time. Also scoring 11 minutes from time, Basildon United against Redbridge. Samir Ali has scored the B second. They're winning by 2-0. Correction to a previous scoreline. It's still Swindon 0, Aldershot Town 7. In fact, in the Championship, it's now Preston 3, Coventry 1. Milutin Osmarzic scoring a third for Preston on 71 minutes. It's also 3-1 at the Hawthorns in the Championship, where West Bromwich Albion are playing at Hull City. West Brom have scored a third, and also scoring a third at Braintree Town against Haven and Waterlooville, the bottom side in the National League South. The Iron are now winning that one by 3-0. Go back to 2006 while I get my breath back. This is Awesome and No Tomorrow.
Let's go to a rave and behave like we're tripping simply because we're so in love. Funny hat, shiny pants, all we need for some romance. Go get dialed up and I'll pick you up. You're wearing, love it when they check you out. Cover's only $20, and even if the DJ sucks, it's time to turn this mother out.
Nineteen minutes to five on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. All over in the Rugby International this afternoon between Wales and the Barbarians, and it was a win for Wales, who beat the Tory side by 49 points to 26. In the Cricket World Cup, England versus Australia. England now on 246 for 8 from 47.2. England need 41 runs to win from 2.4 overs with 2 wickets remaining. And in the racing, I've got a few more results for you. At 4 o'clock at Chelmsford, first was number 2, Dicko the Legend, priced at 4-1. Second, number 5, Conquest of Power, priced at 11-2. And third was number 4, Revolution, the 72 favourites. 10 runners in that race. The 4:04 last race of the afternoon at Ayr. First was number 10, the Hardest Geezer, priced at 18-1. Second was number 9, Yunke Dallier, 5-4 favourites. And third was number 2, Cushenden, priced at 28-1. 15 runners there. And 4:08 at Wetherby, last race of the afternoon meeting there. First was number 7, Not Sure, priced at 15-2. Now, the horse was called Not Sure. Not, I don't know. Anyway, second was number 2, Barley Body, priced at 16-1. And third was number 8, Snowy Evening, the 130 favourite. 9 runners in that one. And just one more for now. The 4:15, which was last race of the afternoon at Ascot, that was won by number 2, Celtic Dino, the 7-2 favourite. Second was number 7, Monty Bodkin, priced at 7-1. And third was number 5, Electric Mason, priced at 12-1. There were a total of 11 runners in that race. I'm going to get back to the football. There's been another goal at Cressing Road. It's now Haven Waterlooville 4. Sorry, Braintree Town 4. Haven and Waterlooville 1. Braintree went 4-0 up. Instead, the goal scorers have been Will Davis, Shaq Coulthurst, Aaron Blair got the third, and Reggie Lamb. Experienced player who joined Braintree recently. He's got their fourth 10 minutes from time. But as I say, they have it at Waterlooville, I understand, have pulled one back. Also in the FA Cup is now where it's not going to be an upset down at the Memorial Stadium in Bristol, because Bristol Rovers of League One are now 6-2 up against Whitby Town of the Northern Premier League. Harvey Vale has added a six for Rovers on 71 minutes. It's now Plymouth 3, Middlesbrough 3. Morgan Whittaker adding an equaliser for Argyle, 13 minutes from time. FA Cup, Newport County 2, Oldham Athletic 0 is the latest score in South Wales. Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch are going to be staying on top of the Isthmian Premier League tonight. They're 2-0 up now against Enfield Town. Ryan Scott with his and the Urchin second, 7 minutes from time. Colchester United are heading out of the FA Cup. They are now 3-1 down away at Shrewsbury Town. The last Essex side left in the competition, unfortunately, and they're on the way out. FA Cup also, Doncaster have taken the lead once again against Accrington. Well, I thought they had, but I think Accrington have just equalised, actually. And Redbridge have pulled one back at Basildon United in the Isthmian North. James Barlow with 6 minutes from time for the motormen, but Basildon are still winning 2-1. FA Cup is now Stevenage 3, Tranmere 2. Quite a tie going on in Hertfordshire this afternoon. Kane Hemmings has scored Stevenage's third, 9 minutes from time. Swindon have pulled one back against Aldershot. Hurrah! I've scored two now. blimey, doesn't... Got to give him some credit for not completely throwing in the towel there. Daniel Kemp has scored on 75 and 78 minutes, but Aldershot Town of the National League still winning 7-2 in that one. Ipswich Town have scored late on at Birmingham City. Marcus Harnett has possibly thrown them a lifeline 11 minutes from time by scoring, but Wayne Rooney's Birmingham City, as it stands, heading for their first victory under him. They are still winning at St Andrews by 2-1 in that championship game. It's now Notts County 3, Crawley Town 2 in the FA Cup. Macaulay Longstaff, after 76 minutes, putting Notts County 3-2 ahead. In the National League, it's Dorking Wanderers 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 3. Not quite sure who's scored that one. I'll see if I can find that out for you, but a very good victory on the cards at the moment for the Daggers. In fact, it was Josh Hare was the scorer, 12 minutes from time for Dagenham and Redbridge. Also, and it's now, Bristol Rovers 7, Whitby Town 2 in the FA Cup. Erin Collins, 12 minutes from time. In the FA Cup, it's Oxford United 2, Maidenhead United 0. Billy Bodie with his, and Oxford United's second, 7 minutes from time. Stockport 5, Worksop 1 now in another FA Cup tie. Odin Bailey with 8 minutes left. It's Manchester City 5, Bournemouth 1 now in the Premier League. Bernardo Silva scoring his second, 6 minutes from the end. Morden Tiptree, they're having a very good afternoon against Wroxham in the ESPN North. They're now 5-1 up. George Smith, 2 minutes from time. Heybridge Swift have had a pretty dismal afternoon at Lowestoft Town. Now they're 5-0 down. Lowestoft scored a fifth, 4 minutes from time. Billericay Town have scored what may be a late winner against Bognor Regis Town. They're 2-1 up in the ESPN Premier League. Bradley Stevenson with 6 minutes to go has been a late equaliser for Brighton at Everton in the Premier League, and Everton's Ashley Young has put the ball into his own net, 6 minutes from time. Bolton 4, Solihull Moors 0. So League 1 Bolton on their way into the hat for the FA Cup second round. Colchester United may have thrown themselves a lifeline in their FA Cup tie at Shrewsbury. They have reduced the deficit to 3-2. And Zach Mitchell was the scorer for the U's. In the FA Cup also, Harrogate Town now 5-0 up away at Marine. Stephen Dooley with a fifth, a minute from time. And possible heartbreak for Sheffield United. Wolves have scored a late equaliser at Bramall Lane through Bellegarde, a minute from time, after Cameron Archer had given the Blades the lead on 72 minutes. It's now 1-1 in that Premier League game. In Eastbury North, it's now Lowestoft 6, Heybridge 0. Coventry have scored a second in the Championship at Preston. Argy Wright, who scored their first in the first half, has scored another one, 7 minutes from time. But Preston are still winning that tie by 3-2.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
As we approach full time, more goals have gone in. It's now lowest off 6, Heybridge 0 in the ESPN North. Manchester City 6, Bournemouth 1 in the Premier League. Nathan Ake, a minute from time, scoring a 6 for the home side. Wigan are going through in the FA Cup. They have won, or they're winning 2-0 at fellow League One side Exeter. Bracknell Town have scored late on in the FA Cup tie, Cambridge United, but the League One side are still winning 2-1. Gillingham of League Two are on their way through in the FA Cup. They won a penalty converted by Nichols 2 minutes from time away to National League North Hereford. Also in the FA Cup, a real topsy-turvy affair at Stevenage this afternoon. Tranmere have just scored an late equaliser to make it 3-3. Forest Green have scored a late equaliser in their tie at Scarborough Athletic as well. Peterborough have scored a late equaliser against Salford City. They have just made it 2-2. And Ipswich Town has got a late equaliser at Championship Club Birmingham. So, as it stands, Wayne Rooney is still waiting for his first win. Marcus Harness, who pulled one back for the Tractor Boys of 79, has scored an equaliser a minute from time. And Leighton Orient are going through in the FA Cup. They've scored a third against Carlisle. It's Real Soteriou a minute into injury time, who has made it 3-1 to the O's in our featured FA Cup tie. Also in the Championship, it's Millwall 0 Southampton 1. Ryan Fraser has given Saints a late lead at the Den, 3 minutes into injury time, to be precise. ESPN North now all over in the match between Maldon Tiptree and Wroxham. The Jammers have won 5-1. And Heybridge Swifts, their local rivals, will be glad it's all over up in Suffolk, where they have lost 6-0 at Lowestoft Town this afternoon. Another 3 points for Basildon United, who are still in fine form despite recently losing prolific goal scorer Kai Brown, who signed for Avely. They have beaten Redbridge 2-1 at Gardiners Close this afternoon. Hornchurch continue to strengthen their place at the top of the ESPN Premier League. Steve Morrison's men beat Enfield Town 2-0 this afternoon. Premier League, a late second for Crystal Palace at Burnley. Tariq Mitchell, 5 minutes into injury time at the end of the second half. Jeffrey Schlupp put them ahead after 22 minutes. Eastleigh are going through in the FA Cup at the expense of their fellow National Leaguers, Boreham Wood, who they are now beating by 5-1. All over in another FA Cup title, non-league affair, Alfreton Town of the National League North to Worthing from the National South 0. MK Dons have scored a second goal at Reading in the FA Cup, but Reading are still hanging in there. They're currently winning by 3-2. and all over in the National League South. And Chelmsford City have been held to a 1-1 draw by their hosts this afternoon. Tunbridge Angels. One quick racing result. This comes from the 4:30 at Chelmsford. First was number 3, Positive Impact, 11-2. Second, number 10, Urban Sprawl, priced at 5-1. And third was number 2, XL Power, priced at 14-1. Nine runners in that race. The favourite was number 1, Mosta Bashir, priced at 6-4, who ended up finishing fifth. More full times, one more full time actually, in the FA Cup. Oxford United going through to the second round of League One. They have beaten National League side Maidenhead United by 2-0. It's all over at Turf Moor in the Premier League, and it's finished Burnley 0, Crystal Palace 2. All over in the Championship at the Den, Southampton have snatched it late on against Millwall, winning by 0-0. News coming up soon. We're going to go to the 60s with the Kinks. This is All Day and All of the Night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.